Hello, this is Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Today I'm releasing a prophecy that the Lord gave me just a couple of days ago. And this is a prophecy for the year 2023. Now, some of you may know we're approaching the end of September and Rosh Hashanah, which is the Jewish New Year. Now, God normally gives me a prophecy for the coming year sometime between September and October. But He's given me this prophecy to release immediately, and there seems to be a sense of urgency in the fulfillment of what I'm about to read. Now, when you consider where we are in the United States and we're heading into an election cycle, the Lord in the prophecy is making some bold statements about what's going to happen in our nation. Know this, God's kingdom era has begun, and His purposes are coming to pass like never before. I'm sensing that we will see some rapid changes in our nation, even in the world, before the end of September. So without any further hesitation, here is the prophecy the Lord gave me. Prophecy for 2023, the year of God's redeemed, a resurgence of righteousness in the land. This was received by me, Paula Matthews, on Saturday, September 17th at 4 a.m. There will be an uprising in places of obscurity. The people will revolt against the wickedness of the evil regime. They will cry out to me, even those who did not know me. They will cry out for justice. They will cry out for freedom. I will stay Satan's hand against this nation. I will uphold my covenant with my people in the land. Righteousness will prevail and overcome every wicked scheme and plot against the destiny of America, against the destiny of the Church of Jesus Christ in America, against the destiny I have purposed for all of humanity. The people will arise in the streets. They shall cry for justice. They will not rest until righteousness and justice is served. Who can they appeal to but me? Who in the land is not part of the wickedness against the people and against the land? Is this not a conspiracy of evil? Yea, I say it is a conspiracy, not against the land, but against me, says God, and I will repay my enemies in my vengeance. Watch as I slay the giants in the land who defy me. Watch as I take down their government and evil plans for the people. Watch as many drop to their deaths like Ananias and Sapphira, and many will fall to their deaths like the Judases that they are, rogues, killers, thieves, arsonists, purveyors of mayhem and all manner of evil. But it's my time to put an end to the mayhem and wickedness of these men and women. It's my time to display my power in this season, 2023, the year of my redeemed. As evil ones fall, righteous ones will arise, those whom I have chosen to lead the people. I will prosper them. I will empower them to take back the land, take back the wealth and power. And who can stop them? Those who try will try me and fail. For this is my time. My appointed season for my justice. I am the judge of the earth, and my courts have ruled against wickedness in favor of righteousness. I have heard the prayers and decrees of my righteous remnant. They have done what I have required. Now it is my time to act with my righteous right hand and outstretched arm to deal with my enemies. I will break their conspiracies. I will expose their secret agreements and their lies. I will expose their evil black hearts to the entire world. And who can stop me? For this is my covenant land that I love and have purposed to be the light of the world. They have stood by my people, the Jews, except now the wicked regime has turned its back and even plotted the demise of my holy ones. I will act, says God. I will act with power never seen before. When will it start, you ask? It's starting now and will increase throughout 2023 and the years beyond. For I am taking back the earth for righteousness, and who can stop me? I am about to show those who have covenant with evil what real power looks like. For the seas will roar, the mountains will fall like wax before me, the stars will fall from the sky, the rain shall pour like never before. All of nature, even the seasons, will respond to me. For I am Almighty God, and all nature obeys me. So prepare yourselves. Repent before me, for I will spare no one. Return to me now before my judgment is executed against wickedness, for no one will be spared. I will sweep the earth. I will sweep this land with my mighty power. and the earth will respond with gladness. The people will rejoice. For I will turn the tide in your favor, says God, because you have turned your eyes upon me. I am your only help, and I will not disappoint. Yea, I shall respond in ways never seen by mankind. I will make myself known like never before. I am He who created the worlds and determined your destiny before the worlds were framed. You were on my mind when you didn't care to know who I was. Now that you've called for me, I will answer with my vengeance. I will answer with my mighty power that will shake the world and rid it of evil, but not all. There will be those evil ones who climb back under the rock from which they slithered, licking their wounds and hoping for another time and place to strike again. They believed this to be their hour, but it's my time for justice. My grand finale, as I've said, before my son returns. So be of good cheer, my people. I am here to defend you and to restore righteousness to the earth. And oh, how it will flourish. There shall be prosperous times ahead, says God. Prosperity and wealth that the world has never seen. And the earth shall yield her increase. An increase of abundance like never seen before. It's my time to bless the land and its people with more than they could ever dream or imagine. I, the Lord, will prosper you. I will protect and guide you. For it is my covenant, and I will uphold it all in this generation as a sign and a wonder to the world that the kingdom of Almighty God has been restored in the earth. This is my plan from the beginning, and it shall be fulfilled in your eyes, says the one true and living God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. There you have it. God says there will be a resurgence of righteousness in America. Now, when you consider where we are today, something drastically has to happen for that to be the case. And that's what God is saying. He's about to step in the picture. He lets us know that the situations in the country are about to heat up as he shakes the leaders down in the government and in the church. The Lord is also giving us signs and wonders that will happen in nature. He talks about how the rain will pour. He talks about stars falling from the sky. And we shouldn't be surprised to hear these things because what did Jesus say in Matthew 24? And Jesus' disciples asked him, tell us when shall these things be and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nations shall rise up against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines, and pestilences, and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginnings of sorrow. All these are the beginning of sorrow. This is what Jesus is telling his people. But the gospel will be preached. And that's what he says. And it will be a witness to all the nations. And then shall the end come. And what the Lord is saying here about righteousness returning to the earth is the fact that he's about to shake up some things. And yeah, there'll be famines. There'll be pestilences. There'll be earthquakes. Why? Because a lot of it God will be doing by his Spirit. He talked about how the stars would fall from the sky. He talked about how the mountains would fall like wax. That's Psalm 97. And it talks about the power of the Lord and how all the nature speaks of his righteousness. So if righteousness is returning, we're going to see it in the elements in the sky. We're going to see it in the seas roaring and the mountains falling like wax before the Lord. These are wonders in the righteousness of in the land that we will see. So it's not just a change of the people. We're going to see a change in how the nature operates and how nature changes in response to the righteousness of God. And it should not be surprising to hear how nature responds, because if you go back to Romans chapter 8, for the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature, meaning the things of the nature, were subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who has subjected him in hope. So what happened is when Adam sinned, all the earth became bondage to sin, groaning for the sons of God to appear. That's the righteous remnant. Those are the people who are stepping up and doing as Jesus did and walking in the ways of God. All the earth is responding because it says that all of creation is groaning and travailing together until now. They're waiting for that expectation that the sons of God, meaning the people of God, will obey God. And as that happens, righteousness will return. And all, as he said, all the earth will rejoice. in Matthew 24, where Jesus was talking about perilous times, they're not here yet. In fact, I've had questions come up whether or not this is a time for the Antichrist and the one world order. And the answer is no. Certainly, they're trying to put it in place. These are people who think that they know what time and season it is, but they're wrong. The Lord mentions them by saying they believe this to be their time. No, it's not their time. It's God's time of justice. And they're about to learn that with a rude awakening. And he says they believe it to be their hour. But he says it's my time of justice, my grand finale, before Jesus returns. So you have to understand and remember, God is creator. He chose us and purposed us for our destinies, our divine destinies, before the world was formed. We were chosen before the world was formed. He knows our times and seasons before we were a blip on the radar of this earth. So how many times has he told us? It's all throughout the word. But he said in prophecies, we said on here before, that God calls himself the director of it all. Why not? He's the creator of it all. And Psalm 103:19 says that God's kingdom rules over all. So mankind does not get to determine his or her times and seasons in the earth. Sure, he can drop out of the picture and not follow God, but he can't determine anything other than that. So what God has been saying is he has something he needs to perform, certain roles in his production. And the leaders who have snubbed God and plotted to kill and hurt his people, not only the church, but the Jews, they're going to pay for it in this hour. God mentions an evil regime running the country. Even so, it's going down. Recently, where I was praying, and the Lord took me into this place by the Spirit, it was like a bunker. And I've seen this bunker before, and he's had me pray and speak over what was going on in there. But this time, two national leaders were seated at a table. And there was this gadget that looked like a detonator. It was on the table. And when one of the leaders went to reach for it, the device moved across the table. And then it began to move and tremble as though it was disassembling itself right before their eyes. And then the Lord opened their eyes, and then mine as well, to see the holy angels that were surrounding that table. They were the ones who were intervening. So we have to know that God's angels are here. No matter what the plots of the wicked ones are, God's angels are here to help us. They're here to minister to those of us who are the heirs of salvation. That means those of us who are saved. They're here to help us carry out God's will. In fact, one of my favorite scriptures is in Exodus 23, where God says, he's talking to his people before they're going into their promised land. He says, "Behold, I send an angel before you to keep thee in the way, to bring you into the place which I have prepared." And you have to know, people, that God is bringing us into the land, but we're not going alone. His angels are with us. His angels are before us as we obey him. Verse 22, it says, "But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy to thine enemies and an adversary to thine adversaries. For my angel will go before thee and bring thee into the land." He talks about the Amorites, the Hittites, Perizzites, the Canaanites, the Hivites, the Jebusites, "and I will cut them off." And that's what's getting ready to happen. The angels are in the land. They're helping the people of God. They're cutting off the wicked. They're cutting off the wicked plans. So you must know, no matter how it looks or how bad it may seem on the surface, God has his agents, the angel agents, working alongside us. So in this bunker, that's what I was seeing. I saw the angels. Now, the other side of this, the Lord has had me doing special prayer and had me calling for people to do special prayer for our leaders of the nation. He said that many of our leaders are under the influence of the evil one, that being Satan, and they cannot resist him. So you have people who thirsted for power. They wanted power. They made a contract or a covenant with Satan to get power over the nation. But now they realize they've lost control. They cannot resist him. So the evil they're doing is actually Satan using them like puppets to destroy themselves. That's what people don't understand. When God uses you, you extend yourself and it is God working through you, but you get blessed. You get magnified. He makes your name great. He blesses you and everything that goes along with you. But when Satan uses a person, he kills him. He destroys him. You're no more use to him. All he wants you to do is kill your friends, kill your family, set up a curse so that you destroy yourself and a nation. And that's why he goes after leaders, whether it's leaders at the church, or leaders of the government, leaders of a family. The enemy goes after leaders to get them hooked and get them under his influence so he can destroy those that are under them. We have people who are so smart, have their degrees, have their influence. They dabbled in witchcraft and the dark arts in order to get a position, but now they become slaves to the demons and they can't get free. So they need salvation and they need deliverance. But all they need to do is call on the name of the Lord and he'll set them free. I pray that those who are listening now, and they do listen to everything I put out, they follow me, they watch me, not because they love me, but because they really despise how God uses me. But I truly believe that we will see many leaders converted with experiences like Saul had. If you remember in the Bible, Acts chapter 9, Saul went about killing Christians until Jesus knocked him off his high horse and blinded him. And he was converted then, became one of the greatest apostles known to the world. But I'm praying that that happens with some of these leaders. And I'm sure some of them thought at first that they were doing right, but they were wrong, dead wrong for many of them. But I'm praying that some will come clean and live for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Now, also, as the prophecy states, this is only one side of what God is doing. He's doing this so that people can fulfill their destinies that God has destined for us. For his people who are faithful, God is about to prosper and bless us beyond imagination. He spoke about the righteous remnant. These are people who have been praying, and I count myself among that too, been praying and decreeing whatever the Lord told us to do, regardless of what we're seeing in the earth. It doesn't make us popular, as I said. They hate us. But again, we're doing what God told us to do, much like what Elisha did back in 2 Kings 6, where he was telling people what was going on behind closed doors in the bedchamber of a king, and he sent an army to capture the prophet. But that's what they've been trying to do with God's prophets, shut us down, capture us, malign us, whatever they can. But it didn't work, and it won't work. Even if they shut down every single prophet, God will use inanimate objects, rocks to cry out, nature to send a message. We saw even with the prophet Balaam. Remember when Balaam was on his donkey and kept striking the donkey, and the donkey could see in the spirit and saw an angel there with a sword. The donkey wasn't stupid. But the prophet was, and he kept hitting the donkey, and finally the donkey spoke. God opened the mouth of the donkey, and the donkey spoke to let the man know, hey man, why you treat me so bad? There's an angel here. I don't want to get killed. So God, if God can use a donkey, if God could use a rock, just know he can open the mouth of anything, even if they decide to shut down all the prophets, which won't happen. Also, God said in the prophecy, as I said, all nature obeys him. We talked about Psalm 97. That's why we need to prepare ourselves, he says, and repent before him. He says it will spare no one. So we need to return to him now fully before his execution of his justice against the wickedness. For as he said, again, no one will be spared. Now, this is a warning for saved and unsaved alike. It's a call to action, and that action being repentance. So listen, if God shakes up the world, think about it. That includes your world. Get it? People have been praying for the Lord to reveal the evil that's running our government and to do away with it. But God is saying he's going to sweep the land. If he sweeps the land, that means all evil, all wickedness is about to get struck. That means that all evil is going to be swept out. In our house, the government house, the outhouse, schoolhouse, you name it. God is no respecter of persons. If he sees wickedness and evil, he's coming against it, regardless of what we think. Everybody's got to pay for whatever they've done. And nobody will be spared. So you need to repent. We all need to repent. We can't expect God to take down evil in your house and not look at our house first. No, God looks at his people first. So it's time to repent. And trust me, I know what I'm saying. A few weeks ago, the Lord shook me up. And he shook me up. And it scared me to the point where all I could do is cry and speak in tongues. I couldn't respond because I knew I was guilty. And what it was, he says, he let me know I was not my own. And he told me that I belonged to him and couldn't go about doing what others were doing. In fact, he told me you can't be going to places where they're going. You can't eat what they eat. You can't do what they do. And I was just doing normal things, like family things during the holiday, like shopping, going out, and having a good time. God said, no, I have an assignment. He reminded Paula, there is much work to be done. Again, I had to repent because I know my assignment. I know what the Lord told me. But you got family commitments. You got things. He says, no. No, no. So that's how I know that this getting this prophecy out is of utmost importance and is a sense of urgency because the Lord has shaken me up to get me refocused on what he's told me to do. So I speak a prophecy. If there's judgment coming, believe me, I started searching myself first and the Lord got me before this prophecy came. So thank God for that. I pray he does the same with you. Now, I want to end by telling you a dream that I had. And it was a night back in, I do believe it was 2001. It came up again as I was writing this prophecy. I was asleep and I had a vision. I don't know if it was a night vision or what it was, but I saw the hand of God pick up the earth like it was a ball and he shook it. God shook the earth so violently that the demons were crying out for mercy. Now, I woke up, I jumped out of bed and ran to the window expecting to see devastation in the streets. I did. I thought I was going to see mayhem in the streets. But when I looked out, everything was peaceful. It was a peaceful night. But what I saw in the spirit was horrifying. Now, if you think about it, demons love terrorizing people. But think about what would has to happen to cause those same demons to cry out for mercy to Almighty God. Think about it. That's where we're headed. So it's time to repent. And that's all I have for this episode. I pray that each of us takes the time not only to repent, but ask the Lord what we should be doing in this hour. And I pray that we have eyes to see what he's wanting to show us, ears to hear clearly what he wants to tell us, and above all, a heart that's willing and obedient to whatever he tells us in this hour. We got to know what God requires of us. Also, pray for mercy, not only for ourselves, but for our loved ones, for our families, for our city states, our elected officials, our government officials, and even the church officials. I was reminded of where Habakkuk prayed, God, I've heard what our ancestors say about you, and I'm stopped in my tracks, down on my knee. Thank you, Jesus. Do among us what you did among them. Work among us as you worked among them. And as you bring judgment, as you surely must, remember mercy. That was Habakkuk 3:2 from the Message Bible. This has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Until next time.